Tournament continued yesterday in Des Moines. Four games on the schedule yesterday, and they were the 4A first-round matchups. In play yesterday, Bettendorf beat Urbandale 64-33. It was Iowa City West over Southeast Polk 69-51. Sioux City North advances with a 75-65 win over Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and West Des Moines Valley edging Dubuque Senior 42-41 to advance to the second round. Six games on the slate today in Des Moines at the state basketball tournament. It'll be the 1A, 2A, and 3A semifinals today. Action gets underway at 10:30 this morning with the 1A semis as West Lyon will face Keota. That'll be followed by Belmond Clemmie battling Dunkerton. In the 2A semis this afternoon, Western Christian will play Cascade and Trainer battles West Fork. Both those teams are 24-1 heading into that 3:45 tip time today. And then the 3A semifinals set for tonight. Harlan will face Wallard Catholic at 6:35 this evening. Harlan, the top seed in the tournament, is 23-2. Wallard, the number one ranked team in 3A, is 21-4. That game again at 6:35 tonight. Also the late game, Waverly Shellrock plays Central Clinton in the other 3A semifinal in Des Moines today. A Northeast Iowa girls basketball coach who complained of threats by parents is reconsidering his decision to resign. The Independence Community School District said in a statement released Wednesday that head varsity coach Rod Conrad is considering remaining in the position after meeting with district administrators. Conrad and assistant coach Rob Ratchford announced earlier that they would quit after bullying by some players' parents and other critics of the program. Ratchford says some parents threatened to fight the coaches. Ratchford doesn't plan to return, but Conrad says in a statement that he's been amazed by the community's support since going public about the situation and was giving serious consideration to remaining. Conrad notes administrators had moved to tighten up and improve the parent-coach protocol in their district. Iowa State senior Melvin Edgem has been named a United States Basketball Writers Association second-team All-American. The organization made that announcement yesterday. Edgem is also a finalist for the Oscar Robertson Trophy, which is presented by the USBWA. In its second All-American honor for Edgem, he was also recognized as an NBCSports.com third-team pick on Monday. Edgem is the first USBWA All-American for Iowa State since Jamal Tinsley in 2001. Edgem, a forward from Toronto, Ontario, averaged 18.2 points and 8.6 rebounds as he was the Big 12 Player of the Year. Edgem has scored in double figures in 25 of the 28 games he's played this season, including a Big 12 record 48 points against TCU. In the regular season finale against Oklahoma State, Edgem became just the fourth player in Big 12 history to score 1,500 points and grab 1,000 rebounds. Edgem and teammate DeAndre Kane were also named All-District 8 first-teamers by the National Association of Basketball Coaches on Wednesday. Well, for just the third time in school history, the American University Eagles are in the NCAA tournament. AU played its way into the tourney the hard way. The Eagles beat Boston U 55-36 on the Terriers' home floor to win the Patriot League title and the automatic bid. Tony Roblicki had 15 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks to help lead American as they move to 20-12 on the season and move into the NCAA tournament. The chairman of the men's basketball committee says that his committee is ready to get the seeding for the 2014 tournament completed for this Sunday's announcement. Ron Wellman, who is also the athletic director at Wake Forest, held a teleconference call with reporters and said that he expects a very competitive NCAA tournament this year. Well, the Iowa football team's new indoor practice building and operations center will be named after some of the program's biggest donors. The Iowa Board of Regents agreed Wednesday to name the indoor practice facility to honor Stu and Lenore Hansen, who donated $8 million to the program's fundraising campaign. Stu Hansen is the former president of a namesake Des Moines car dealership that was sold in 2006. The Regents also named the football operations building, which is under construction, after Richard O. Jacobson, chairman emeritus of the Jacobson Companies. Jacobson has supported the Hawkeyes for decades and donated millions to a number of university programs. The building will include space for team activities, a strength and conditioning area, locker rooms, and office space for coaches and the support staff. In NFL news, the Chiefs signed linebacker Joe Mays and offensive lineman Joe Linkenbach on Wednesday, while also confirming the signing of defensive back and special team standout Hussein Abdullah. Linkenbach joined the Colts as an undrafted free agent in 2010 and started all 16 games the following season. He only started 8 games in 2012 and 5 last season. His ability to play tackle and guard on both sides of the line made him appealing to the Chiefs, who lost left tackle Brandon Albert and guards John Asamoah and Jeff Schwartz on Tuesday. Mays could take the place of Akeem Jordan, who also became a free agent. He was drafted by current Chiefs coach Andy Reid when he was in Philadelphia in 2008. Abdullah had originally agreed to his contract on Tuesday. Elsewhere around the league, the New York Jets have agreed to terms with former Denver wide receiver Eric Decker, considered by many the top free agent at his position. The 6'3", 214-pound Decker set career highs last season with 87 catches and 1,288 yards receiving to go along with 11 touchdowns. He had 85 receptions for 1,064 yards and a career-best 13 touchdowns in 2012. The Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks have agreed to terms with former Jacksonville wide receiver Taylor Price. The Seahawks have released defensive end Chris Clemens, and they also saw unrestricted free agents Golden Tate, Clinton McDonald, and Chris Maragos leave for new destinations. Cornerback Darrell Revis has been released by Tampa Bay. He's a five-time Pro Bowl selection. Revis was obtained in a pre-draft trade from the Jets last spring in a deal that cost the Bucs a first-round pick in 2013, as well as a fourth-rounder this year. Tampa Bay has agreed to terms on a two-year contract as well with free agent quarterback Josh McCown. Pro Bowl left tackle Brandon Albert has signed a five-year, $47 million deal with the Dolphins. Albert was a first-round pick by the Chiefs in 2008 and started 83 games for them over the past six seasons. Quarterback Brandon Whedon has been released by the Cleveland Browns. The first-round pick in 2012 never quite worked things out with the franchise. His two-year record as a starter was 5-15. The Browns also cut ties with quarterback Jason Campbell, who went 1-7 as a starter last season. Running back Pierre Thomas has agreed to terms of a two-year contract extension with the New Orleans Saints. He's played with the Saints since signing as an undrafted free agent in 2007. He's averaged 821 yards from scrimmage. The Buffalo Bills addressed three needs by signing offensive guard Chris Williams to a four-year contract, agreeing to a four-year deal with cornerback Corey Graham, and agreeing to a two-year deal for $5 million with linebacker Keith Rivers. The agent for wide receiver Steve Smith says the five-time Pro Bowl selection is done playing for the Panthers. Derek Fold told the Associated Press that he's now sure the transaction will be announced, but that he expects Smith will be released. A source familiar with the deal says the New York Giants have agreed to terms with linebacker John Beeson, who will be entering his eighth NFL season. Beeson was acquired from Carolina last October for a seventh-round pick after he lost his job. He played well for New York, which had been weak in the middle of its defense. Linval Joseph has a new team. After starting 46 of 48 games for the Giants over the last three seasons, the free agent has agreed to terms with the Vikings. Joseph averaged 55 tackles and three sacks over the last three seasons. The Baltimore Ravens and wide receiver Jacoby Jones have agreed on a four-year contract. The 29-year-old Jones, the Ravens' hero from the Super Bowl triumph following the 2012 season, had interviewed with the Giants earlier in the day. In baseball news, the Atlanta Braves have signed free agent pitcher Irvin Santana to a one-year contract. That move comes a day after the Braves announced that Chris Medlin, who had already been named the club's opening day pitcher, had to leave spring training with an elbow injury. Santana is 33 years old and coming off a 9-10 season with the Kansas City Royals, in which he had a .324 earned run average in 32 starts. Also in spring training news, Francisco Rodriguez's spring training debut for the Milwaukee Brewers could be delayed after the pitcher injured his foot by stepping on a cactus. The 32-year-old K-Rod, who agreed to a $3.25 million one-year contract last month, was acquired during the 2011 All-Star break when he went 4-0 with a .186 earned run average in 31 appearances. In the NBA action last night, it was Brooklyn beating Miami 96-95, Charlotte over Washington 98-85, Denver beat Orlando 120-112, it was Toronto over Detroit 101-87, Sacramento beat Philadelphia 115-98, New York topping Boston 116-92, Memphis over New Orleans 90-88, Dallas outscored Utah 108-101, San Antonio over Portland 103-90, Cleveland beat Phoenix 110-101, and the LA Clippers over Golden State 111-98. In the National Hockey League last night, Boston beat Montreal 4-1. It was Vancouver in a shootout 3-2 over Winnipeg, Colorado edging Chicago 3-2, and Calgary a 7-2 winner over Anaheim. And only hockey fans would think of this. A handful of Idaho hockey fans is suing a Boise minor league arena, saying that they were duped into thinking a $7 beer contains more brew than the $4 beer. The lawsuit says CenturyLink Arena, home of the Idaho Steelheads hockey team, defrauded customers by charging $3 more for a tall, narrow cup advertised as a large that actually holds the same amount of beer as the shorter, wider cup, which is described as a small. The fans are seeking $10,000 and that's a lot of beer money. That's Czech Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.